KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking high school girls basketball. A couple of games last night in the Corner Conference midseason tournament. The semifinals saw Essex defeat South Page 37-29, while Fremont Mills posts a 58-29 win over Sydney last night in girls high school hoops. In college men's basketball, Matt Bohannon scored 17 points. Seth Tuttle had 16, and 20th-ranked Northern Iowa held off Indiana State 66-60 last night for their sixth straight victory. Jeremy Morgan had 11 points for the Panthers, who blew a 10-point lead before rallying for their 13th consecutive home victory. UNI improves to 17-2 on the season. They're 6-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play after last night's victory. Roosevelt Jones had 18 points and 10 rebounds as Butler held off Creighton 64-61 last night. Rick Kreklow led Creighton with 16 points as the Blue Jays fall to 9-11 overall. They're still looking for that first Big East Conference win. They're 0-7 in conference play. In other top 25 college basketball last night, number 12 Utah beat Washington State 86-64. 14th-rated Wichita State over Missouri State, 76-53. 15th-ranked North Carolina, an 87-71 winner over Wake Forest. And number 21, Baylor, an 81-61 winner over Houston Tillotson in last night's men's college hoops. In women's college hoops last night, the Iowa State women connected on 13 three-pointers in an 80-62 victory over TCU in Ames. Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly says the Cyclones did a good job of executing their game plan.
Take away the three-point shot by them. They only made four. Keep them off the free throw line. They only shot 12. Keep our turnovers down. We only had nine. Great balance scoring. Defensively, I thought we were pretty good.
The Cyclones improved to 4-2 in the Big 12 with that victory, and they avenged an earlier loss to TCU.
We went into the game hoping to get a little winning streak and prevent a sweep. Those are the mini goals that we talk about, and we got that done tonight.
80-62, the final, Iowa State over TCU in women's college hoops. Now, the Iowa Hawkeye women will try to make it 11 in a row at home this season when they host Michigan in Big Ten Conference play tonight. The Hawkeyes won a low-scoring affair at Michigan State on Sunday as they moved to 5-1 in the Big Ten.
It's good to win in different ways. It's good to take the pressure off our offense, knowing that we can win with defense and with good rebounding.
Iowa coach Lisa Bluter there. Michigan is 4-2 in the league race, and they figure to challenge Iowa's home winning streak.
Michigan is playing very good basketball, and then you host Nebraska next Monday. Again, an 8 o'clock tip, an awkward tip time for families. But a team that we have not beaten since they've been in the Big Ten Conference. And so the next two are very big for us.
Iowa's 14-3 overall on the season. We'll have tonight's Iowa-Michigan women's basketball game for you here on the radio. Pregame 7:45. And as Coach Bluter just said, tip-off set for 8 o'clock tonight from Carver Hawkeye Arena. The Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association has announced its dual team rankings. Those came out just yesterday afternoon. In Class 3A, the big school, Southeast Polk, is top rated. They're 17-0 on the season. Bettendorf, Johnston, Cedar Rapids, Prairie, and Valley West Des Moines round out the top five. Also in the list, Thomas Jefferson of Council Bluffs. They're at number 17 this week, right ahead of Lewis Central, who's 18th. Glenwood is ranked 20th in the big school poll this week. In the dual team rankings in Class 2A, Union is number one rated, with Davenport Assumption, Mediapolis, Independence, and Osage rounding out the top 10. The only area team that shows up in the top 16 list this week in 2A is Creston. They're in at number 6, 11-0 on the season. Also in Class 1A dual team rankings, Clarion Goldfield Dowse is top rated in this week's poll, with Southeast Warren, Al Burnett, Don Bosco, and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont the top five in the poll. Only one area team shows up in the 1A dual team rankings this week. That's Logan Magnolia. They're in at number 7 with a mark of 19-2 on the season. In football news, all-pro cornerback Richard Sherman still expects to play in the Super Bowl despite injuring his left elbow in the NFC Championship game. Sherman said his elbow is better than it was during the fourth quarter of Seattle's 28-22 overtime win over Green Bay. Sherman was injured on the first play of the fourth quarter when he appeared to hyperextend his elbow. He played the rest of the game with his left arm pinned against his chest. The New York Jets have finished their search for a new coach and general manager. Owner Woody Johnson has introduced Todd Bowles as his new coach and Mike Maccagnan as his new general manager. Johnson says the duo is the right combination to turn that franchise around after four straight non-playoff seasons. Maccagnan was hired last Tuesday to replace the fired John Idzik, while Bowles was signed a day later to replace Rex Ryan. Elsewhere around the league, Adam Gase is the new offensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, following coach John Fox from Denver to Chicago. The Jacksonville Jaguars have hired Greg Olsen as offensive coordinator. He spent the past two seasons as Oakland's offensive coordinator. The Browns have their sixth offensive coordinator in the last 6 years. Cleveland has hired Oakland Raiders quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo to run its offense. The Browns have been looking for a new offensive coordinator since Kyle Shanahan resigned on January 8th. And former Iowa and Utah head football coach Ray Nagel has died at the age of 87. The University of Iowa says Nagel died on January 15th in San Antonio. His daughter Nancy Nagel confirmed her father's death when reached by phone on Wednesday. The Los Angeles native played quarterback for UCLA and began his coaching career there as an assistant. Nagel coached and played for the NFL's Chicago Cardinals in 1953 and worked as an assistant coach at Oklahoma from 1954 to 57. He was head coach at Utah from 1958 to 1965 and the head coach at Iowa from 1966 to 1970. Nagel went on to serve as athletic director at Washington State and Hawaii, executive vice president of the Los Angeles Rams, and executive director of the Hula Bowl before retiring in 1995. He was inducted into the National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics Hall of Fame in 2006. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.